Okay, we're gonna call the Town of Discovery Bay Community Service District Board Directors Meeting to order. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all parties are present.
All right, at this point in the meeting, it's time for public comments, and being that we're on a teleconference, there is no public in the building. However, I would like to check with the moderator to see if there's some public on the line that would like to address us.
There are no public on the line at this moment, Chair. If any, we just had one person show up. Whoever just signed on the line, now is the time for public comment. If you have any comment that you'd like to make regarding anything that is not on the agenda, now is the time for you to make public comment to the board.
Hearing none.
That is all, Chair.
I'm gonna close the public comment and move towards the consent calendar. Are there any items on the consent calendar that need to be discussed or removed? Seeing none, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, well, I have a roll call, please.
Vice President Gifford?
Yes.
Director Reese?
Aye.
Director Lee?
Aye.
Director Mayer?
Aye.
President Peace?
Aye. Motion carries. We don't have any presentations. The next item on the agenda is a Veolia report.
Every meeting you have to come here and do this. Yeah, good evening, everybody. The following report is gonna be covering for the month of April, May, and June. As you can see in the first slide, we have a total of 3,950 days safe operations. We have a total of 193,576 work hours without recordable incidents. That is, it's a pretty good number.
We like the number.
Let me tell you, that's a very good number. It's a pretty good number.
Sell yourself short, very good number.
The next one is pretty much talking about how conscious are we as a Veolia are. Please do not look to spell it. It's a COVID-19. I was just pretty quick at it, instead of V, put a C. But we are concentrated on confined space entries in a working surface area, meaning that, you know, walking and working, it's pretty much a slip and trip hazards, and we are very conscious about it. The next slide is just pretty much all the reports that were filed those 3 months. There's only one document that was filed today to the state of California, which I don't have it, because I presented it today to the state, which I'm gonna be presenting in next month. The next slide is pretty much talking about the water plants, how they've been acting. Those are the wells that right now they're active. They're the ones doing the whole distribution to the water plants. Right at the bottom, you have the little table, the consumption of water. As you can see, gradually it's been going into the rise. We have a total of 113 million gallons in the month of May, 124 in the month of June. That is due as you know, the heat weather and people staying at home. Right at the bottom, you can see that we conducted 104 back tees. That's just making sure that the customer is getting good water and the distribution system. All of them were no detection whatsoever. We are very happy with that. Now, the next slide is just talking pretty much for you regulars. You can compare how the consumption of water is being gradually going up. You can see the month of June, 124. In 2019 to 2018, and the month of June was 111. In 2018 to 2017 was 107. So gradually, it's been picking it up. The next slide, and now we're moving into the wastewater treatment plant. I would like to concentrate on the last three rows. As you can see, gradually our BOD how we successfully, little by little, we go into the 100% removal. Also, same as what thermal suspended solids, little 0.1 is something, it's a 0.7 right now. That meaning that most solids are staying into the water, processing to the belt press, and going outside for disposal. The next slide right there is showing that we didn't have any exceedances except for the excursion that I will be briefing you guys next month. I didn't put it right there because we finally did it this morning that we sent it to the state. At this point, the state hasn't responded, but we are hoping that everything is going to be okay. The collection portion, we have a total of 15 lift stations, all of them working, and is receiving about 46 million gallons. No SSOs whatsoever, no recordables. I like that. Now, continue with the wastewater. Those are the little proactive actions that we are taking in order to make sure that the water flows and the disposal going to the wastewater. We continue flashing CCTV. We're doing the manholes covers in order to avoid intrusion of the water. You can see also the J lift station. That one is done as a control is being updated. And I will, next month, I will present some pictures for you guys to see it. Right there, now we're going into the prevention and correction and the maintenance portion. As you can see, in the month of April, we conduct a total of 216 working orders, work orders. Preventive maintenance was 214 and correction was 2, with a total ratio of 99.1. Right below, you can see the KPIs. Hours total was 171 invested into those working working orders, and preventing 168 on the preventing corrective actions, a total of 3 with a ratio of 98.2. You guys can see that month of May and June, little by little, we are picking it up, except for the month of June. We had right now, I'm in the process of hiring a new maintenance employee. We are short one, and I have one that is in a medical leave as right now. Right here, pretty quick, you have a call and emergency responses. I had a call out in those 3 months, a total of about 16 call outs, no emergencies. Regular hours work, 3,310.5. Overtime was a 98 in 3 months. Your next to the slide is just pretty much abbreviations in order for you guys to understand exactly what we were talking about. It. At this time, I would like to thank you for your attention. If you have any questions, please ask.
A question on the conductivity numbers bumping up against our limit.
Yeah, yes.
Is that a seasonal issue or is that a something that's
at this
unusual?
Time, I cannot give you an answer, but okay. I noticed that because it's supposed to be 2,400 and I heard it was at 2,450. Yeah. So it's something that I will follow it up and I'm gonna go back and see if it is a season or if it is something that we may be doing something wrong. But 50 is not that much different. It's something that it can get us out of compliance. Right.
Okay.
Thank as you. Long as it doesn't cause us any expense on fines.
You
also had two other coli, total coli for 7 days, and then the coli daily maximum were both out of regular water. So you didn't pull it out?
No.
You've got the total coli form, 7 day median max. Has a max of 23, you're up at 920.
Yes, that's the one that I'm going to be talking next month.
Next month.
Because I didn't have the chance to send the letter and everything. But yes, you're correct. That happened. Unfortunately, it happened on that was the day that I was coming to do the interview on June 3rd and 4th. That was my big welcome. And I said, hey, by the way, you want this? this job, and I'll be honest with you, through all my career, I never had an NOV. So I'm pretty happy, even though I had 139 million gallons per day discharge, I never had an NOV. And it just happened that I'm the one that discovered that they have that exceedances.
And we as a town, do we have financial exposure on that tolerance?
Right now, sir, no. No. Because what happened is, at this point, day number one, there was nothing detected. Day number two was detected at 690. Day number two was detected 1600. Day number four was detected nothing. At this point, what we did is a course of action. I immediately started working on the 29th. By the 30th, I had a meeting with the FGL laboratory in which we were going through all the process, SOPs and their responsibilities. Back in Louisiana, one thing, I had a plan, and I was hitting it with a lot of chlorine and a lot of dechlorination. At that point, I was chlorine and dechlorination, and I had a 5 mile run discharge. Most of the time, I had no detectable, but what happened is that my own employees, the little scoop that they used to catch their sample, that little scoop was rolling around behind the truck. So I started walking the line, and I noticed that the little scoop was rolling around in the truck, and every time that they were picking up the sample, it was a fecal sample. So no matter what, you can blow the little top of the bottle, and you're already contaminated. So at that point, we went to a more extended cleanup sanitation. So what we were doing, we were cleaning, washing the scooper, then put it in a bag, and for the next day to catch up the fecal again. So we went through all that with the FGL lab, and I think that we are continuing monitoring that.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
No. Very good report. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. At this particular time, we're going to go to a discussion action item. We're going to have a discussion only on the denitrification plant. Is Engineer Harris online?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would you like to...
Ready to go when you are.
You're on.
Okay. So, Gregory Harris, Sherwood Engineering. I'm the district engineer for the town of Discovery Bay. And we had originally written up a staff report here asking for action on increasing the budget for the denitrification project to add additional supplemental oxygen to the project over and above what was envisioned in the master plan. As in the course of going through this and then in the course of working with the town and Veolia on some new ideas that they had, we felt it was probably better to bring everything to the board at once. But just to give you a quick summary of what this issue is about, we had talked about it before. In the master plan, they were aware, and we were aware that there was oxygen problems at the town, and those were resulting in low dissolved oxygen levels in the oxidation ditch for an extended period of time, and it was happening frequently, multiple times a week in both ditches, and that prevents proper treatment of the wastewater. And so the master plan had to set aside some money to deal with that issue. And they had also recommended that the town perform a dissolved oxygen study with actual testing as part of final design to just confirm exactly how much oxygen deficit we have. Based on the equipment that we have operating in the oxidation ditches. I previously reported to you that we did, in fact, that the board authorized that study. We completed that study in February and March of this year. And that study, a copy of that study, is actually attached to this agenda report. But it basically highlights the fact that the oxygen deficit is worse than what was predicted or sort of assumed in the master plan. And as a result of that, we need essentially more equipment to accomplish the oxygen transfer that we need than was originally anticipated in the budget set aside in the master plan. And so we have spent the last 3 months evaluating different methods of accomplishing this goal, and have settled on the best overall method being to replace the rotors at all three oxidation ditches. And that's sort of the summary of this particular item, but that is a budget increase for the overall project, and we don't want the board to vote on a budget increase for the project at this time, because as Jerry has just pointed out, Veolia has had a big transition with personnel, and Bernie is now gone and Jerry is now here. And in part of our working with Veolia on the denitrification project, we've been meeting weekly with Anthony and Jerry and Dina and Mike Uraka and Aaron, and going over the denitrification project issues and receiving input and recommendations. We kicked out our 30% submittal a couple of weeks ago, and we've been talking to people and getting input from basically all the staff and Veolia and things. And Veolia had come up with some ideas to modify the project from what was originally envisioned, and maybe to save money, but definitely to improve the process. And we've been sorting through those ideas behind the scenes, and we've sort of landed on an idea that I think makes sense, and that is to seriously consider delaying improvements at plant number one, or not doing any improvements at plant number one for now, and instead constructing a new oxidation ditch at plant number two. There's a lot of benefits to that. There's also some cost impacts to that. And we've been evaluating that in the background based on suggestions from everybody. And so we don't really want an action today when there's really sort of a bigger picture question that needs to be put before the board, and we were basically planned to go over both of these topics in more detail with the wastewater committee next week. There's a special meeting of the wastewater committee next week. I've written a staff report for that wastewater committee that details exactly what we're talking about and the cost impacts of that, and we're going to go over that in more detail next week, but any board member can get a copy of the staff report now if they want to look at it ahead of time. And I encourage people to call into that meeting next week if they want to get into the gritty details about what we're talking about doing. And our goal is to come back on August 5th meeting with both topics. The rotor topics will come back, as well as the discussion item and action item for possibly modifying the project to delay plant one improvements and instead build an oxidation ditch at plant number two. That's sort of the 10,000 foot view of what's going on and why we want to delay this particular action, but we do want to give you information to keep you informed of all events as they're happening, and I'm here to answer any more questions you might have.
All right, does, excuse me, any of the board members have any questions at this time? Yes, Director Lee.
Greg, this is Bob Lee. In terms of looking at, I guess, a modified approach to the issue, is this still in line with our time crunch?
Yeah, we can as long as we make an action by August 5th, we can perform either path. We can follow either path, but after August, you know, basically by August 5th, we need to pick which way we're going for us to be able to proceed properly on the design and construction.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
No, since I'm on the water wastewater, we'll get all right. The information next week.
Okay, well, this was a discussion item, so at this particular point, I'll close that discussion. Do we have any manager's reports at all? Seeing none, is there any future items the board members may want to bring up? Seeing none. I'm going to turn this back over to our legal staff because we're going to now go from open session to closed session. Legal.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. So for the public that's on the line, we are adjourned, the Town Discovery Bay Board will be adjourning into closed session to discuss the items that are listed on the agenda as K1 and K2. If there are any public comment that need to be made on the closed session, we ask that you please do so now. Would there be any public comment on this item? Okay, hearing no public comment. So to give an idea of what we're doing, We'll be exiting this line. The board will be exiting this line and will hold the closed session on a separate line. We do not have an estimated time for the closed session, but predict that it will be no longer than 30 minutes. There will be no additional business that's conducted after the closed session, but if you would like to hear the report out of closed session, we ask that you stay on this line. At this time, we do not anticipate any reportable action on the items being discussed. When the closed session is complete, we will return to this line to make the required report to adjourn the meeting as soon as the closed session is complete. So, at this time, the Town Discovery Bank will adjourn to closed session.